Primatologist Jane Goodall is speaking at a sold-out event Friday for the University of Utah College of Humanities about her work in the future of chimpanzees. But Friday afternoon, she lent her fame and clout to a more controversial cause. Goodall appeared with Stephen Drucker, the author of a book that aims to wipe out genetically modified organisms from the world's food supply. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
In a talk sponsored by the Pax Natura Foundation, Jane Goodall thanked Stephen Drucker for writing his book, Altered Genes, Twisted Truth. She herself wrote the foreword, and she said the book substantiated her concerns that genetically engineered foods were dangerous.
We're poisoning the land, we're poisoning animals, and I truly believe we're poisoning ourselves.
She pointed to weeds resistant to herbicides, superbugs resistant to pesticides, and isolated animal studies in Europe and Australia where rats and pigs suffered from a variety of health issues when consuming genetically engineered crops.
Have we been affected? Well, what about the rise of certain illnesses and complaints in the human community? What about the increase in allergies? What about the increase of some kinds of mental disorders?
But Randy Parker, CEO of the Utah Farm Bureau Federation, says Goodall and Drucker are doing a disservice to the people of Utah and around the world.
To me, this is all about extremism and scaring people.
Parker says without genetically modified crops, we would not have the levels of food productivity that we have today.
I've never heard in all of the literature that I've reviewed of one single case of a GMO-related plant or animal causing a health problem for a human being or for an animal for that matter. I think this is an activist, radical viewpoint.
The 80-year-old Goodall apologized at the end of her talk for a few stumbles where she lost her train of thought, but she says she's hopeful that as the young people of today become more aware of the dangers of genetic engineering, they will eliminate GMOs from the food supply. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.